Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you can see my email address on top of the page so you can reach me with comments or questions or any other reason you'd like to contact me. Thanks again for listening to this message today. As we always do, I'd like to take time to honor you by praying for you. My Father, thank you so very much. It's such an honor and a privilege to pray for your children, for I know what they mean to you and who they are to you. Father, I pray a simple prayer today, and I know all things were provided from before the world began. I pray that their lives and the lives of everyone they love be simply heaven on earth and nothing less. These things I pray through Jesus my Lord, my Savior, and my King. Amen. The message today is called Eternally Mine. As I was praying today, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for the children he adores. So I was happy to do so, and here are his words. He said, "To my beloved ones whom I adore, I have loved you for longer than there has been time. You were born of my spirit before time began. You were with me before there was a sun or moon or stars. You have always been with me, but you don't remember. I have loved you, I do love you, and will always love you with all that I am, forever and ever. My dearest ones, I need you to refocus on what is true forever. What you see with your natural eyes is deceiving. You must focus on things above, which means the things of the Spirit of which you are a part of. These things are not a million miles away in some place called heaven, for you are my temple and you are my heaven. Heaven is where I dwell, and I delightfully dwell in you. There are so many things I want to tell you, but they cannot be heard with your natural ears, and the things I want to show you cannot be seen with your natural eyes. As it is written, eyes cannot see and ears cannot hear what wonderful things I have for you, but they are revealed by my Spirit directly into your heart. This goes beyond any form of communication that you know. Learning is good, but already knowing is much better. There are treasures within you that you have yet to unlock because you're looking and listening outside instead of inside. Do you remember that it is written that I was pleased to dwell fully in Christ? Well, Christ dwells in you, and I dwell in Christ, and you dwell in Christ, and Christ dwells in me. There's no separation. You are just as much a part of me as your face is a part of you. Just as much a part of me as your own beating heart is a part of you. Put away any thinking that says you're separate from me. We are as one can be. My loved ones, as you look inside, you will see that I created all things from the beginning. I finished my works before the world began. I made all things in my imagination and then spoke them into reality. I knew what time you would be on the earth, and I finished the work of supplying all that you would ever need while you were here. You are just as supplied on earth as you are in heaven, but you have not believed it, so you don't experience it. I already gave you all things that pertain to life and godliness. I already blessed you with all blessings in the heavenly places, and these places are within you. The reason faith doesn't work most of the time is because you think you're waiting on me to do something or make something. All things were done and made when the world began. I entered into rest, and all that I created has been put in your spirit. A good man out of the treasures of his own heart brings forth things new and old, or in other words, priceless antique wisdom and new revelation. You don't have to ask for anything, but only have to believe that all I have was already given to you. Asking is merely laying hold of what is already yours. As our beloved Paul told you, to make your request known with thanksgiving. This is true faith, to believe that I already provided before you even ask. Oh, my adorable ones, if only you knew how my heart longs to see you be all that you are in all dimensions. If you only knew of your glory, which I bestowed upon you before the world began. You are not fallen beings. You are holy and blameless and perfect in my eyes. You have no fault or blemish. you are completely complete. You will have to let go of all the lying doctrines you've learned from so-called religion. When I said you are gods, I meant it. You are one with me, and seeing yourselves as anything less is an error. Those of you with children, you don't see yourselves as above and your children as below. Loving parents will guard their beloved children above their own lives. The moment your child is conceived, you treasure them above all that you have and all that you love, and your only goal is to fill their lives with love and happiness. And to think that I would do any less for you is blasphemy. You have to let go of the lies and believe the truth. You weren't a lowly sinner that I plucked out of hell. You were and are my beloved children, who forgot who you are and thought of yourselves as mere men. Nothing is farther from the truth. There's only one breath, and you were born with my breath in your lungs to prove to you that you are mine. All is mine, as it is written. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This so-called thing called religion twisted the scriptures because they didn't understand the highest form of symbolic poetry, and they translated it as backstreet slang. My words are spirit. If you only read them with your mind and not your heart, you will not understand them. The natural mind does not understand spiritual things. As is written in the letter you call Galatians, these things are allegories, so you must understand that all things written have deeper meaning than what you see on the surface of the printed word. Never open your Bible without first inviting your teacher, Holy Spirit, to show you the real meaning. I'll give you an example. Peter and John were going to the temple when they saw the lame man on the street asking for alms. What did they tell him to do? They said, "Look at us." Why? Did they think they were special? No. They did so because the lame man had lost all his dignity and would no longer look at people in the eye because he saw himself as a lower being than anyone else who was not crippled. They restored his dignity by making him see the love they had for him in their eyes. Then it said Peter grabbed him by his right hand and lifted him up. Why the right hand? Because that is the hand two equals shake when doing a business deal. They showed the man that he was not a lame man on the street, but a beloved child of God. They showed him that he was their equal. These things are not written, but Holy Spirit will show you all of these things in the scriptures. All of the law and prophets were physical events that pointed to spiritual truths. It's the same all the way through the scriptures. Adam lost his wife in a garden and was not willing to live there without her. So he entered into sin with her, to be with her. He would rather be dead with her than alive without her. Christ was in a garden, and he became sin because he was not willing to live without his bride. Adam's wife was born of a rib, but Christ's bride was born when blood and water flowed from his side. He was not the second Adam. He is the last Adam. You remember David and Bathsheba? David killed the man of war and took his bride. Her husband would rather fight a war than be with his beautiful love. His allegiance was to war and not to love. My beloved son fulfilled the law and prophets, ending the wrath of the law, and took for himself a bride. For as Paul said, she could not marry another while her husband was alive. Israel was married to the law of Moses. Christ fulfilled the law, ended the marriage, and took her as a bride. Samson allowed himself to be taken and gave his life because of the one he loved. My son did the same. Look at every story in the scriptures, and you will see a picture of the one who is in love, giving all to be with the one he adores. This is why my son told the Pharisees that they searched the scriptures to find life, but the scriptures were written about him. Do you see what this monster called religion has stolen from you? It's time to understand who you are and how much you are loved, and you will never feel forsaken or alone again. How can you be alone when the one who adores you lives within you? So, my beautiful, adorable children of my deepest heart, don't accept anything less than who you are and how you are loved. Set your eyes upon me and my truth, and you will know who you are, and you will come to know that all you need is already inside you. You lack nothing. You have an eternal well springing up within you that will never run dry. Drink from within, not from without. Live from within and not from without. I am within and not without. You are lacking nothing except the truth that you have all. From forever past and forever future, just remember, you are eternally mine. This is the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I do pray for each and every one of you daily. So be blessed and well, and I'll see you soon.